actually, it was not easy to meet her because I phoned her and she said she went through so much she would prefer not to think about it. She said she has enough terrible souvenirs in the past. She has very great worries now. She told me in the Six-Day War, two of her sons were soldiers, and she just never gets. But anyway, in the end, we did meet, and we stayed together. We had dinner together and stayed together more at least 6 hours. I think I left 1 o'clock in the morning, and it would take a whole broadcast to say everything what she taught me, but she wrote an article about her friendship with Anne, which started when they were 4 years old, and she described all of the last days of Anne's life, because strangely enough, Anne was transported after she was denounced in by the Nazis in Holland, when she was, so she was transported to Auschwitz with her whole family, while Lise was in a German concentration camp in Bergen. And then when the Russian armies advanced, the Nazis got frightened and didn't want that the Russians ever find out about the gas chamber, so they transported the few people who survived. I shouldn't even say transported, they had to walk about 500 miles to, I say, it's a miracle that they survived it. And then, just by pure accident, Anne Frank landed in the same camp as Lise was already for 3 years. And so there they met. They were not exactly the same camp, they were in neighboring compartments which were so separated by barbed wire, and she said she couldn't recognize her. She looked like a living skeleton, especially as they, of course, shaved the hair of all the victims and so on, and so her very head really looked like a skeleton. And she still brought her some food, which she, because she had a little bit left, and when she was throwing to her, somebody else took it away from her and so on. And that's the last time she saw her. I can't describe the whole thing. It's terribly sad.